Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Only one place can dissect today's pressing headlines.
You see that right there? That mean I got Sin Rorty.
The Big Ben. Barbershop.
Sin Rorty.
105.7 The Fan.
The only question, a good look here, did he swing? I don't think so.
John Tumpane is the first base umpire. You saw him making
that
call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone.
Okay, Hunter.
Well, you know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
Aaron,
well, there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
I love it. I love it. How many ejections is that of Aaron Boone now? 34? Is that his career? They called him, detractors called him Karen Boone. 35th. That's his 35th. 35th ejection of his career. And you could argue that he didn't deserve that one at all. There's really no argument.
He got warned.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything after that.
No, the ump heard the guy, the thing. The ump said that. Yeah, this is what pisses me off about the umpire. He was clearly told about what happened. And after the game, he's like, well, what do you mean to do? Aaron's in charge over there. I heard something coming from there. Like, it's been the ump show all year long. And I got no problem with Aaron Boone being thrown out. Look, this whole thing is funny to me. But if this was Brandon Hyde, I'd be pissed off, right? And I'm sure Yankee fans are pissed. They lose a game to the A's 2-0. Mason Miller comes out in the ninth and just... Do you see what he did?
Uh-huh.
Holy hell. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, we'd like you to sit down, please. You're not touching any of this. Just unreal stuff. They lose 2-0. And that's not a team you want to lose to, obviously.
No.
Probably the worst team in baseball. So, just an interesting day for the Yankees. And after that hot start, they've been scuffling a bit. You know how they talked about Jackson Holliday's numbers? You know who his numbers look like over the past 30 at-bats? Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Aaron Judge has been really bad this year. Lots of strikeouts. So, they're trying to figure it out. But it doesn't help when your manager gets thrown out for something he didn't do.
Here's the problem, though. That's 35 ejections. By my calculation, he's managed in 893 regular season games. 893. That's one ejection every 25 and a half games. That's ridiculous, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Every 25 and a half games you get ejected? That's ridiculous. You, my friend, are a victim of your own BS. I'm going to give you an example. Can I give you a personal example?
Mm-hmm.
Early on, when I converted from college to high school coach, I argued a lot of calls. I did. I argued a lot of calls. I told Joe this story earlier. So once, in a playoff game, I drew something up. I had a kid on the defense that was prone to foul a lot, especially the open court. I said, listen, do not foul on this defense. I'd rather you let her go by because you have help than for you to get the foul because they puts them in a 1-1.
Yep.
She fouled him within 2 seconds. I was like, oh, my goodness, loudly. I got teed up. You know why?
Why?
Because I argued everything anyway.
Yeah.
So the ref thought I was calling her out, so she teed me up.
Well, that's going to get to our barbershop.
Now, later on,
you're taking the blame.
Later on, I mean, at the time, I'm thinking to myself, this is BS. Now, after I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? Just coach. You ain't got to argue everything. Mm-hmm. And you look back on that, you realize I was a victim of my own BS. Now, if I say something like that, even if the ref thinks I'm talking to him or her, it's going to give me a little cushion because I don't argue every play. When you get thrown out that many times, you're the victim of your own BS, man.
Yeah. I mean, and that can happen. I mean, it could be something just as simple as you've been arguing the entire time, and that's Aaron Boone has a reputation. So I'm sure when he heard it the second time, even though it wasn't him, he turned around and said, all right, that's it.
Now, this fan gets away scot-free.
Then he take his jacket off or something.
Blue shirt off. So, Jeremy, have you ever let someone else take the fall for something that you did?
I've got kind of a bad one, but it's as a kid.
Go ahead.
So we were, my dad, when my parents got divorced, single dad, you know, like taking care of kids, right. And then he gets remarried, and we actually lived right across the street from my grandmother.
Okay.
Kind of a weird situation over in Arrow Acres. It lived right across the street.
Of all the situations you've told me, this is the weird one?
Well, I mean, living right across the street from a family member, how strange that is that a house opens up and you get to, you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. So, living there, we were playing in the house and throwing a ball around, and we broke like a reindeer, uh-huh. Or it wasn't a reindeer, it was a deer. Like, my family they're obsessed with hunting. So we have like dead animals, heads all over the walls, and stuff's been mounted and all this and that. But my dad also collected all this hunting stuff. So they had a deer, like porcelain,
Right.
And I threw a ball and it broke the antlers off of it. So we tried to glue it back, but my dad noticed right away. You know, it's like if anybody's seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, when the captain comes in and notices desk's off an eighth of an inch, and he tells everyone they're crazy. It's kind of like that. He knew everything was going on. We blame my cousin. He got his ass beat, and they believed it was him, going back to this story, because he's the bad kid, and right. We're the good ones.
Right.
And he got his ass whooped. Man, I felt so bad in the house watching him get beat for breaking that deer.
You felt bad?
Yeah, because he got
but
whooped.
But did you tell the truth?
Hell no. I didn't want to catch that whooping. No.
Mine is similar. We used to play kickball in the street, you know, like baseball. So one day, we knew the ball was too heavy. So one day, I kicked the ball. It ricocheted off of somebody's shin, and it knocked over a lady's flower pot, breaking. Because one thing we had, well, not on 104th Avenue, my aunt lived on Ruxton Road.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies there love flower pots for some reason. It knocked over her flower pot and broke it. I ran. It was four of us, I believe. Three of us ran, the other didn't. You know how things are in the hood. You don't snitch.
Yeah.
So the one guy that didn't run because he didn't quite know what was going on, then he came out. He got in trouble for knocking the flower pot over. We didn't have any money. He had to pay for it. It wasn't like I could say, well, I tell you what, if you take the fall, I'll help you pay for it. Because I didn't have any money. So he ended up taking the fall for breaking the flower pot.
Mm.
I'm a bad person, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I did that. We were stealing, when I went to Stemmer's Run, me and a couple of kids were stealing gum from the Giant across the street
right.
when it was there.
Right.
And the security guard out front yelled, stop. Everybody was running. I stopped. Turned around. I was like, what? He's like, you guys are stealing gum. I was like, oh, damn. We're caught, guys. I turned around. The other guys aren't even there. But I didn't snitch. I'm the only one that caught a punishment and an ass whooping from my father for it. I'd never stole anything in my life up until that point. And I stole a pack of gum. Hubba Bubba.
Hubba Bubba. What flavor?
I think this,
I love grape.
I mean, I like all the flavors, Rob. But it was probably like strawberry or watermelon.
Why'd you look down?
What are you talking about?
Because I said grape.
I like grape too.
Yeah, okay. Aaron Boone gets ejected yesterday for what a fan said who was sitting above the dugout. Have you ever let someone take the blame for something that you did? We want to hear your story. 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
The Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn. Sponsored by IG Burton GMC. GMC, we are professional grade. 105.7 The Fan.
I love it, Joe. I love it, Joe. Look, Kanye for us. Same Kanye. Aaron Boone gets ejected from a game yesterday due to what a fan above the dugout said. Have you ever let someone else take the fall for something you did? Now, I flipped it also on Twitter. Have you ever taken the fall for something someone else did? And I'm glad I did that because Sean Price on Facebook says no, but I've been a victim of it. Bob, what did I say, Jeremy? Who are you the victim of because of? You or the what? The younger sibling.
Oh, yeah.
He said, because my brother has kids being the younger brother. Yeah. So we gave you both sides of it. Have you ever been the victim or allowed somebody else to be the victim of something that you did? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Hey, did you ever do something, I guess low-key, walk away from it, and somebody else later on took the blame for it?
I mean, I'd probably have to think back about it where that's happened. Right. I know a story of my buddies went out with a paintball gun, shooting up, you know, being stupid and shooting up people with paintballs and
right.
whatnot. And then one of them got, the wrong person got jumped because they shot the wrong car, you know, like I've seen that happen before. Hey, are you so-and-so? I have two friends named Rick.
Right.
I said, are you Ricky? And the kid's like, yeah. And he just got punched in the face.
Ooh, he didn't do anything.
Because he's like, what the hell is that? You know, he didn't know what the hell was happening.
He asked what it was that. He didn't strike back.
I mean,
wow.
There's like five or six people there. What are you doing?
410-583-1057 Northeast. Vinny. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, fellas?
Hanging in there, man. What's up with you?
Hey, man. So one time my parents was going to redo the downstairs. So they brought new carpet and paint and everything downstairs in the living room. My cousin was over. Me and my sister are like a year apart. So me, my sister, and my cousin was over. I'm downstairs, me and my sister playing with the paint. My cousin, he upstairs playing Atari.
Oh,
so the
26 or 5200?
Yeah, the 26.
Okay.
So the gallon of paint that me and my sister was playing with dropped, spilt all over the carpet. The whole gallon of white paint. My sister looked at me. I said, Guy did it. That's my cousin name. She like, Guy did it. So we run upstairs and leave the paint because we couldn't clean it up. My father comes downstairs. He sees it. He asks what happened. My sister, because he believed her because I was always in trouble. She said, Guy did it. She was like, Guy, why would you do it? So Guy like, I didn't do it. Man, when I say he took a whipping, me and my sister was in the room just listening to it. We listen to him get a beat. Ain't say nothing. Ain't say a word.
So you convinced your sister. You look at your sister. Gary yep, did it.
I had to. Because they wouldn't believe me. I had to convince. Because she always told the truth. At least they thought she did. So I said if she would say it, then they would believe her.
Hey, Vinny, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583-1057. Hey, Vinny. I mean, listen, Vinny. Jeremy. Ed did it.
Yeah.
If it happened today.
Ed did it.
Ed did it, all right?
The one-armed man. You know what's funny about this, too? Like, when my cousin got caught the beating, like, when my dad approached all of us, we're going, tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. Don't lie. Like, we're the ones lying. Tell him the truth. And because he was, I mean, he habitually, like, he lied so much to get out of stuff that as soon as we said something, it was believable. And it's like, it's a you problem, my friend. I feel bad. Not that bad.
What was it? It's funny. This is a barbershop topic. This happened in barbershop when the one cousin stole the ATM.
Yeah.
And they wanted to blame the other cousin for being in jail. And what does Anderson say? They thinking you did it?
Yeah.
Don't drop the soap. Let's go to Pixie and Gwen Oak. What's up, Pixie?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Them O's. Okay, my story. Yeah. Okay, my grandmother raised me. Never called the grandma. She was mom. From the time of two, she raised me. So then she ended up taking in my two of my brothers, right? Uh-huh. So the one little brother, he was just like a little tyrant. Used to curse all the time, everything. Always got in trouble. So I was with my mom. I didn't want them around. I didn't know them. So I wrote on the wall. This little one used to always get in trouble anyway, so my mom thought it was him. I didn't say anything differently. She whooped him good, put him up in the room, and I never to this day, my mom is gone now. She don't even know. She never knew that happened.
But wow.
He didn't know who did it either, but he had an inkling, I'm sure. But yeah. So like you said, that whooping, when you said whooping, Jeremy, yeah, that brought that one back for me. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Pixie.
Look, I caught my own whoopings.
Kids are in the car right now, and they're wondering what this whipping thing is. It's what we used to get to stay in line.
My grandmother who...
Probably what some of you need right now.
My grandmother who, like... I told you my relationship with her was special. You know, and that's where I think I got my humor from. I lived with her for a while. I remember as a kid, I did something wrong, messed something up. And my dad basically, you know, he was telling me that Nana's going to take care of it. So she made me go pick a switch off the tree.
Wow.
And I did the normal, like, pick off this little one and bring it over. Like, are we going to use this? And she's like, no, go back there. And then I caught a beating from her.
Let me, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's probably one of the toughest ones because it almost feels like because I never caught spankings from her or anything like that, a whooping, mm-hmm. when she gives it to you that one time. I always treat it like when Scott was here and Zeno was being loud in the studio and Scott yelled at him, like Garceau screamed at him and Zeno was clutching his pearls like, oh my, I can't believe that happened because Scott doesn't yell at anybody. Right. So it comes across a little bit differently, almost like the John Wooden thing at UCLA, he never cursed.
Right.
Whenever he said, goodness gracious sakes alive, you better run.
Right.
You know, so.
See, can I have a confession right now?
Mm-hmm.
See, growing up.
Are you knocking?
Yeah, because I'm a little uncomfortable on this one, to admit this one. See, growing up at Northern High School, I think there may have been maybe 10 white people there
mm-hmm.
in the whole school, maybe 10. I don't know, Ricky Riddle, you ever count? But. So I never was exposed to a lot until college.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew I was really the minority until I went to college. I said that before. I never thought white people got whippings. I thought you all created timeout.
Shoot.
I'm serious. I'm learning right now. I thought you all were the ones that created timeout.
Can I, like, let me, if you want, we can get my dad on the phone. He probably doesn't want to talk about it. He beat me with a shoe once so bad I had the Nike swoosh across my ass cheeks. And you know what? I deserved it because I tried to change a grade on an interim from a D to a B with a blue pen.
It was
the
black.
Ink was black.
Oh, you stupid.
I deserve that. Yeah, I'm definitely getting by with this one.
Let's go on the road to get Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I got one. They used to call me the blonde-haired devil back in our neighborhood. We had this alley, and, man, anything went in that alley. And we raised all types of hell. One night, we had a day off of school, and I'm walking down the alley, and this lady whose house we used to just torment the heck out of her because we played baseball. She steal our baseballs. So she grabbed me by my arm. She says, I got you now, you blonde-haired devil. She goes, where you live? What's your name? I said, my name's Doug, and I live up the street. My name's Tony. So my boy got a serious, you talk about butt weapons, right? Well, this come back to bite me and my four-point contact because they found out it was me. And my old man, he had a belt that seemed like it went from the beltway to 83. I mean, he whacked it. Anyway, that's it, fellas. Have a good day.
For the beltway to 83. He started pulling his belt out of his loop on Tuesday, whipped my ass on Wednesday.
Yeah, man, I caught some beatings.
I guess you didn't want a dad with a big waistline.
It don't matter. You get hit with that buckle once and you're like, oh, good God, use the other end, please. Yeah, it happens.
See, here's a friend of mine, Tiffany. My parents never hit me or my sister, and never hit our kids. See, that's what I thought.
Have them come stay at my house.
I always thought, like, you know.
But we were also, so is the whooping thing more of a, like, we were poor. We didn't have a lot of money. Like, is that something?
You think it's not race, but socioeconomics?
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, I have no idea.
I just never thought it happened. Even when I was in college, I never heard them talk about, Hey, my dad whipped me. I never heard that before.
No, man, I caught the backhand, a belt, a shoe. If something was near, it was thrown at me.
You ever get hit with a Dr. Shaw?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. It don't tickle.
I got beat in a Kmart with a belt because I didn't want to be in a Kmart shopping. Yeah.
John, Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. We're talking draft film study, but on the other side, Zach Wilson will be traded to the Denver Broncos. Can they fix him? Did the New York Jets fail Zach Wilson? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. He's Jeremy's favorite young quarterback right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Covering everything sports every day. 105.7 The Fan.
I just told Rob his old joke about a couple. They go into their son's room. And they find all this S&M stuff, you know, ball gag, leather mask, all this weird stuff. And the mom goes to the dad, what should we do? And the dad says, I don't think we should spank him. So just tying into what we're talking
about.
Imagine
if the mom does it, a different reaction there. It's not supposed to happen. Zach Wilson, drafted in the first round from BYU. Let me give Jeremy some props right now. Jeremy Kahn said when Zach Wilson was drafted, he's not good. He's not good at all. He has not been good. Has he been as bad as you thought he would be?
You know what's funny? When I think somebody's going to be bad, I kind of grade them on a curve. And when I see positive things, and there hasn't been that many for Zach, but there were a couple of games where you're like, oh, I see something there. Let me ask you this. So let me flip this back because now Sean Payton's there in Denver. They have Jared Stidham, and I don't know if people realize what they did with Jared Stidham last year. This is, again, the things we don't get to talk about. Stidham had an injury clause in his contract, and so they didn't have to guarantee next year's pay. They sat him down the last two games and benched him. So he didn't play the last two games because they didn't want him to get hurt and get locked into that contract. Right. It just showed you the strength that they have over some of these players. So in this situation, is this more like Sean Payton, the offensive coordinator, going – you know, this mine, I can take him. I can rebuild him. Kind of like what, who was it? Josh McDaniels did with Tim Tebow and some other guys when they grabbed. Like, all these guys think they can fix him and groom him. There's also the situation where you have a quarterback that's not playing for you that's taken up $40 million of your cap space.
Yes.
So now they're going to have to go cheap at that position. And I think this is a way just to throw a guy out there, see what he has.
For the record,
Denver's going to be bad for a couple of years.
33 starts, 34 games. He has completed 57% of his passes. Last year was a career high. In 3 years, he completed 60% of his passes. 6,293 yards. Last year was a career high, 2,271. 23 touchdowns, 25 interceptions, and a passer rating of 73.2. There's nothing good about any of his statistics. Nothing. I can't find anything positive. I can't. He gets sacked way too many times. Last year, Jeremy, and 11 starts, 12 games. You know how many times he got sacked?
How many?
46 times.
Some of those are on, I mean, it's not a good offensive line, but some of those were on him.
they were on him. Yeah. That's my point. I don't, man, you can't get sacked 43 times, 46 times in 12 games and none of them on you. Absolutely.
So the other part of it is like, is this another decision where they obviously, they want to get more picks. They want to lose. They want to be at the top of the draft. Mm-hmm. And that's going to happen over a period of time. So as they're going to recoup some of these picks and things that are going to go on, they're going to have to rebuild that team. Is this another one where it's just like, okay, we got to get a cheap quarterback. We want to lose. They're not going to come out and say we want to lose, but they want better draft picks over the next couple of years to rebuild this thing, right? You want to be as you want to have as many picks as possible and as many as at the top of each round as you can, so that way you're dictating what happens in that round. So I don't know what Denver's going to look like for the next couple of years. I don't think it's going to be good, but Sean Payton will be there for a while, so they're going to give him. It looks like now they're going to give him plenty of time to fix that offense.
Sean Payton signed what, a 5-year deal, $18 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's in year two coming up.
Yep.
If I was him, I'm taking the next 3 years to build this thing. That way, by year five,
then they got
to
pay me again.
You got to pay me again. Now, the question though, do you think the Jets failed him?
No, because I didn't think he was any good.
He is who you thought he was.
Yeah. And all the quarterbacks the Jets have drafted are who I thought they were. The same thing with Carolina so far. I mean, I'm still interested to see Bryce and what happens with him. But, you know, like we've seen this. And I say it all the time. Like, I've been wrong on quarterbacks. I'm wrong on the best quarterback or best guy in the league right now. But the fact of the matter is when you miss, and it's a little bit easier today when you miss because you're locked into that salary that they're going to get. You don't have to negotiate with picks anymore and how much guaranteed money they're going to get. They're locked into a number.
Mm-hmm.
The problem now becomes like, okay, how soon do you put them out? Do you put them out there when you draft a guy? You want to throw them out right away to see what you have, right?
Right.
I don't want to bring them along with kid gloves. Like Eli Manning didn't start right away. Kurt Warner was starting, and then he eventually took over.
That year, though. Rookie year.
Yeah, they moved him in.
You look at, even though he didn't become the starter, Patrick Mahomes started a game at the end of the year. The Chiefs had already clinched. Andy Reid looked at him and said, you know what? I've seen enough. We're going to go to the playoffs and lose, and I'm going to start this kid next year.
Yep.
We're going to get rid of Alex Smith, and this kid's going to be my starter.
Got to say, man, that's one I didn't see, and, man, is he good.
I thought he would be better than you thought. I didn't think he would be this good.
I don't think anybody thought he'd be this good.
No one predicted this.
But again, the situation being as we see things changing in the league, you look at guys that traditionally came out of, like, they can find you anywhere now. Going to Texas Tech, you can call it a pro-style offense. It's a spread offense.
Uh-huh.
It is a pro-style offense now because everybody's running a spread. But, you know, how many times they throw it, comparatively speaking, to how many times they ran it, does that transcend college and go to the NFL and you have success there? He's one of the few guys, now there's been more that have come out of a spread offense in college because they're running it now, that have had success. So I'm kind of interested.
Do you think he was the first?
Aaron Rodgers was the first because he came out of a jet, but he sat 3 years.
Yeah.
Or however long, 2 years, whatever it was. So I think that helped him, but I think Aaron Rodgers would have been successful had he started year one.
I think so, too. That guy was special.
So then he would have been the first to come out of a Jeff Tedford-type offense.
Yeah, that guy was special. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We get a lot of responses, again, Joe, on social media about the last segment, the barbershop topic.
Did you see the one from Darkside? Said he got blamed for a stolen car at 16 and wasn't even at the city at the same time. So. A lot of people chiming in with the barbershop.
Oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
If you find that guy, you solve a lot of crimes. The unknown blackmail.
Yeah.
You got to find him, man. You got to find him. That dude is on the crime spree.
DWB. Man.
That's messed up. He got blamed for a stolen car.
It wasn't even in the city.
You did it. I wasn't there. Doesn't matter. What was that? Bill and Kumar, the black dude in the jail cell.
Joe, did you hear that? Took Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and mixed it with Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar. That's what
you said. Bill and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Ted hanging out. Which one did they go back in time? And which one were they just getting high and going to White Castle?
White Castle was Bill and Kumar. You got me messed up.
It's Bill and Kumar.
You got me confused right now.
He said, "Your white comedy
is got me."
Kawhi Leonard
and Kawhi Kumar.
Bill and Kawhi Leonard.
Thelma are, and Kumar.
Which one were you more interested in?
What?
In Bill and Ted or Harold and Kumar? I was trying to get everybody interested.
I like Harold and Kumar.
Did you see in the third one when they had a bottoms only party? Or,
I thought it was in the first one.
It was a tops only party.
Yeah, tops only.
So everybody in the pool wasn't wearing bottoms.
I forgot what I was going to say now. Just forget it.
Bill and Kumar. Maybe they know Suez or Sewell.
Get McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. We give it our shovels at 8:30. But on the other side, is this draft harder for you to get a feel for compared to previous years? Do you want to trade? Do you want to keep the pick? You want to trade back? Do you not even care? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Two former cops and a con man.
It's the Big Bad Morning Show.
105.7 The Fan.
Oh, now. Two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out, the final farewell tour with the Black Crowes, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale now. Caller number 5-410-583-1057. That's the number to get in. Give away Aerosmith tickets. Can I
ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you say final farewell?
They do this all the time.
How many farewell tours have they had?
I mean, one got canceled.
But don't bands do this all the time? Like, there's the farewell.
I think they've
tour.
Only done one other one, but they had to stop it midway through.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The Who have done like five.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones, I think, have said, we're going to stop, and they keep going.
By the way, Joe, I know you got to grab those phones in a second. I heard the Fish concert at the Sphere is absolutely amazing.
It was wild. Go read Drew Carey's tweet. Did you?
No.
Homeboy is still off the bean. I don't know what happened to him.
Really?
He was on something. He had the time of his life.
I told you, that they said that place is amazing. I hope it doesn't fold before I get there.
But the Sphere?
Yeah,
the
I want to see it. I want to go see it. It's probably going to make me sick, too.
Why would it fold?
Because hemorrhaging money.
Yeah, they're spending so much money to keep that thing going. It's supposed to be like next level technology and viewership and all the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, it's just costing so much money that I don't know what they're charging to get in there. It's got to be astronomical.
Now, the Baltimore Ravens picked number 30 of this year's NFL draft, first round. Are you into this draft compared to previous years?
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit different than most where I love the NFL as a whole, and I like talking about every team. As much as I like talking about the Ravens are a team that's not exciting to talk about come draft time. So I could understand being at the back of the draft and not knowing which direction you're going to go and maybe staying up all night and they trade out and go back to the second round. Like, those things are all possibilities, and we've seen them do that before. So I understand why other people aren't, but I really want to see where Marvin Harrison Jr. goes. I want to see where Rome goes. I think those are two – whoever's getting those two players, I think you plug and play them, and you've got players like Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson. I think they're on that level, both of those guys. So I want to see where they go, and I want to see what happens with the quarterback carousel. I think the Patriots could do something really interesting. They said they're listening to calls, and that could
number three.
Everything that Arizona wants to do if somebody leapfrogs them for Marvin Harrison Jr.
And real quick, for those of you calling in, Joe has a winner already, so you can stop calling. He has a winner. Yes, caller number five. See, I'm with you. I'm more interested in the entire draft. If you're just interested in what the Ravens do, I can understand why you're not interested in it, but I am. I want to see. There seems to be some drama at the quarterback position now. I want to see how it works out. Wide receiver position you talked about. I want to see what the cornerbacks do.
Wide receivers loaded this year.
Cornerbacks.
Malik Nabers is another one. That's another guy that's just, I think he's special, but I think he's more of a slot receiver.
Some people have him possibly going to the Titans.
Yeah.
Which would be good. You got a young quarterback.
And then D-Hop will be on his way out after this year. They signed Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
You want to give your quarterback, who puts mayonnaise in his coffee, as many opportunities as he can to showcase himself. There were a couple times last year I thought Will Levis looked okay.
Uh-huh.
Other times I'm like, I don't think that's the guy. But we'll see.
What do you think now? You don't know?
I don't want to just shut down. If I've seen some good things from you, like I think he has a strong arm. I need to see more of him being a decision maker when things aren't going his way, because I didn't like what I saw last year at times. And the same thing, like when I talk about guys like Tua, we talked about Tua. said, I didn't like what I was seeing from him, but I didn't want to write him off yet because there are some things about his game that's pretty interesting and good. He's accurate. But, you know, like, you got to give it time. The same thing with Bryce in Carolina. I don't know what he's going to be. Right now, if you ask me, I'd say I don't like what I saw from him, but that kid got sacked so many times, he might be shell-shocked.
See, I don't know if the sacks are his fault there. We talked about the sacks being Zach Wilson's fault. I'm not sure they're his fault.
Some of them are, but, like, again, it's that when you have that many sacks as a rookie, it's got to be mainly offensive line, and it's got, or you holding on to the ball, or a combination of both.
Are you surprised that Jacksonville let Ridley get out of there?
Not with what they have, and then they have to start figuring out their finances too.
Okay.
They didn't, you know, you get a player, and Ridley had, he started off great, seemed like he disappeared, then came back. I think Ridley's a really good receiver, but I think Jacksonville will be fine without him.
Would you agree the receivers are one of those positions that if you're not into it mentally, it's tough to perform physically?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not getting the ball, if you're running, think about this, folks. I'm running routes, and before I get out of my break, and I know I'm running routes the right way, before I get out of the break, the quarterback has decided to throw it somewhere else. So I run another route. Now I'm open. He doesn't look at me. He checked it down elsewhere when he had time. You do that 3 or 4 times in a row, mentally, man, you start I don't want to say checking out, but it becomes challenging and taxing. And I can imagine that being a bad situation for quarterbacks.
Yeah, I wonder about it at the NFL level, too, and it matters who you get paired with. A wide receiver is one of those positions where you can't do anything without someone getting you the ball. So, like, with a guy like, you know, any one of these receivers that you look at and they're running these routes, they always feel like they're open. Like, if a defender was right behind me on my back, I'm open.
Right.
I'm open.
Right.
And that's hard for some of the young guys to see because in college, that's why I talked about a lot of guys that are playing pitch and catch
right.
at some of the big schools, you know? So we'll see. We'll see what happens with them. But receivers are the one position on the field where you can do everything right or at least think you're doing everything right and still not get the ball.
And you got to learn on this level. You know, we teach them in basketball. I used to tell them, well, when you played rec ball and maybe even AAU, this is open. But on this level, this is open, and it's a little closer to you. Same thing with football with quarterbacks. You got to learn how to throw receivers open.
Yeah.
Read the defense in front of them and throw it to that spot. You know how fast this guy is.
Go watch the All-22 and see how quickly quarterbacks throw the football before their receivers come out of their breaks. Yeah. You're throwing them open.
That's why it's so important for those of you when we talk about, well, this quarterback worked with these guys in the offseason, you're like, you know, it's no need to. Yeah, you do. It is a need to.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Mike Bordick joins us.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that Rob is over here struggling. He's standing up the whole time. Yeah. I already told Joe I'm calling HR on you. I don't know who I got to talk to. This a-hole farted and left the studio, and the paint started peeling off the walls. And now he's got to go to the bathroom really, really bad. He's like turtling.
So you're prolonging this segment?
Oh, yeah. I want you to hurt, buddy. I want you to hurt as bad as you can.
Mike Bordick joins us at 8:45. We're talking some baseball, but on the other side, Kim McCusick from Film Study Baltimore.
Can you let him in? He's at the
Dog Draft.
Go ahead and go
up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.